son, because the Torah is written that the parents have to bring this child to the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin should take him out and throw stones. This is what but never happened. Never happens.
That's not what I asked.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Good that you know. Good that you know. So let's explain this point. As you say, there is an opinion that it never happened. Why didn't it happen? Because if we look through the law, by the way, those who learned the Daf Yomi, it was the Daf Yomi of today. It should be that both parents talk with him. In other words, if the two parents cannot talk, cannot exist. They have also to listen. He has to listen. They have to see. They have to have so many criteria that it's impossible that it will happen. And it's only on a certain age. And it should be the mother and the father. And some of sometimes the Gemara even say the voice of the mother should be the same voice as the father, because kol aviv kol imo. And we all know that the mother's got a soft voice and the father's got a deeper voice or a strong voice. And in other words, if you look in all the things that you need in order to cut to the point of ben sorer or moreh, it's almost impossible. There is a da'a in the Gemara that says, opinion in the Gemara that says that yes, there was once, but we're not going to. The majority say it wasn't. And what is the Gemara telling us? Drosh al menat legabel sachar. Why is the Torah telling it? Because you learn it and you get reward. Haven't we got enough things to learn in the Torah that really should happen and did happen and get rewarded, that we need something that can never happen to be reward? Unless there is a big lesson here. So what is the lesson? Again, what is the difference between Ishmael and the Ben Sorer Umore? Why Ishmael is being saved and the Ben Sorer Umore is being killed? What is the difference? Is it the same case? Is it or not? Let's find the difference. What is the difference? What's the difference between Ben Sorer Umore to Ishmael?
Ishmael was
good
with his father.
No, Ishmael
was a child. And here is a...
Also a child.
Also a child. No, the difference is that Ishmael did not get around, and he did not steal money from the father and all things. So, and here the child lives with the parents. And here...
I'll make it easy for you.
He didn't live with the parents.
Okay. But there is... I made it easy. It's very... There is... What did we talk about 2 minutes ago? With the bird. Nature. The instinct. The nature of the bird is this motherhood thing, that she is not going to go away if she is looking after her baby birds. Okay? There is nature and there is habit. What is the difference? This is exactly what we learned here. Nature can be used always for the good. Doesn't matter what nature you have, you can use it for the good. For example, Esav and David HaMelech. They were both were born in the same luck, the same stars. They were both with red hair. And Shmuel HaNavi, when he came to crown David, he couldn't believe that David is going to be the king. He was sure that he's not suitable. Why? Because when he saw David coming in, he saw who? Esav. You get to Ishmael in a minute back. So God is telling him, get up, crown him, this is the king. So he says, he didn't understand. He says, you see, yes, there is something here. But you see, Esav took the nature he got and used it in the wrong way. He killed and he did a lot of other things. David HaMelech took it and used it for a good purpose. Only for the purpose of fighting for God. For example, today, if somebody has this stars, so it can be a shochet, it can be a moel, which is a mitzvah. But from the other side, he can be a murderer and going boxing or whatever, because he has this murder instinct. Blood is the lack of blood. But as we all know, jealousy. Jealousy can be, it sounds very bad, but it can also be very good. Kinat sofrim tarbe chokhma. If you're jealous of the guy that he learns Torah, and it makes you to learn more Torah, is it good or bad? It's good. If you are jealous that somebody's got a new car, it's bad. And now you can take every nature that a guy has got in life and you can use it on a wrong way or on a good way. In other words, whatever God gives us is good. But this is nature. Yishmael had a bad nature. But what did he do in his end? Then he did tshuva. Rabbi Ishmael is being called Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Ishmael, the Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Ishmael. On the name of Ishmael. So in other words, Ishmael, at the end of his day, was a tzaddik. So the education that he got from Avraham Avinu made him change his ways, his nature, and use it in a good way. From the other side.
I learned that nature you can change.
Who taught you this?
I don't know. I read.
So in other words, if I have a murder instinct, I'm going to be a murderer.
Yeah.
I cannot change it. So what do I do?
I don't know.
I will go and kill people and then I'll come to the judge and say, it's my nature. And what do you think that the judge is going to tell me? Oh, it's the nature? Okay. I release you. Go and kill more people. You have to fight your nature. And you have to take the nature and use it in a good way. That's exactly the point. You're not changing your nature. You're using it for the good. That's the idea. The talent that you get from God, everything you get from God, it's yours, but you can use it. Do you think God is giving us bad things? Of course not.
But if it's a guy that goes to get married with a girl, is a shachantin, and she said, no, this guy has a nature that he shouts, he's a liar, and I know that nature you cannot change. You cannot get married with this guy because he has this nature. If this is a nature, he can change. If he's a man that shouts all the time, he'll change.
What the thing is, when you're talking about nature, let's call it instincts, in order to understand what we're talking about. If you have an instinct that you cannot fight this instinct, for example, if somebody wants to give you a punch, you close your eyes as an instinct. But this is why we have here our mind, to control our parts of the body, if it's the eyes, if it's the mouth. So if you know, for example, that your nature is that you get very quickly angry. So what should you do?
Don't think.
Try and calm down. Find a system to calm yourself down. As you have, like somebody said, so they used to say this was this rabbi, and every time that he got angry, he had a special coat in a cupboard that he used to wear every time he got angry. Why? Because when he went to the cupboard, took out the coat and put it on himself, in this period of time, he came down. The same thing, you cannot control yourself. Put in your room, this sack that you banged, that you hit. By the way, I did it for my son. He was very hyperactive. So we bought him this thing that you just go and you take all your anger out. Take your energy out. In other words, you have the seichel, you have the mind and neshama to use whatever you got in the best way. Of course you're going to stand in tests. And it's very easy to say, it's my nature. Is this really an excuse? Think about it. Is this an excuse? Cannot be an excuse. If God gave it to you, it means that you can use it for the best. And by the way, that's exactly Ishmael. Ishmael is written Pere Adam. Nobody is written like this in the Bible. Pere Adam, a villain. It's not Adam Pere, they call him a savage man. Not a man savage, a savage man. So what is he, a savage? That the Torah says it. But Then we see, he did tshuva. How can it be? How can it be?
Not only the Rosh made tshuva.
No, that's Esav.
This is Esav.
We're talking about Ishmael.
How it was his tshuva from Ishmael?
We see that in the end, when they buried Abraham, he went to the Levaya and he put Yitzchak in front of him. Though he was the eldest, but he gave honor to Yitzchak. And of course, is it the Torah? We see the surface. We learn. And by the way, you want, is there any more proof than Rabbi Ishmael? One of 10 Aruge Malchut? Rabbi Ishmael! Kohen Gadol! Why is he called Ishmael? If it's a bad name, you don't call nobody at the name of a Rasha. Nobody. So is Ishmael, if Rabbi Ishmael is called Rabbi Ishmael, is Ishmael a bad name or good name? It's a good name.
I wouldn't call my son Ishmael.
Anyway. Yeah, because today everybody's going to laugh at you. Yeah. But what is Ishmael? Ishmael, God will listen. The fact is, he did tshuva. But that's not the question. The question is, what the difference between Ishmael and Ben Sorer Umoreh? Ben Sorer Umoreh, was it his nature or was it habit? In other words, he, by his own action, made himself going in the wrong way. The minute he started drinking, nobody forced him to drink. Nobody forced him to eat. But he put it as an habit. And we all know, habits are very hard to change. What is a habit? When you do once, twice, three times, you get used to it. And when you get used to it, what then happens? You just do it like nothing. That's what they say. If somebody sins three times, Naaseh lo keter, then he said, it's not a big deal. He's used to it already. So in other words, this is what we say, Baderech she'adam roitze leilech molichim oto. Look what our sages say. In a way that a person wants to go, they will lead him there. In other words, if you are the cause of the change from good to bad, and you're doing it a few times, so you built yourself a bad habit that will lead you to the bad end. That's why the Torah is telling you, Yamut Zakai Ve'al Yamut Chayav. We will kill him now that he's innocent and he will get Olam Haba, and we don't wait till he's going to be a villain and kill people and then he's going to lose Olam Haba. Because what is important is Nis Olam Hazeh, not Olam Hazeh, but Olam Haba. So the big lesson from here is habit. Confront nature. Nature can always be used for good. Habit is in your own hand. This is what you are. This is what you choose. Akol bidei shamayim, chutz miyirat shamayim. In other words, if you fear God, you can change your nature. But if there is no fear God and you go in the wrong way, this is very hard to change. So the Torah tells you, the Gemara says, never been, but Rosh al menat legabesa. Learn this lesson, because in this way you will understand how difficult it is to change a wrong habit. So what is the lesson? If God gave me a certain nature, can I change it or not? Or let's put it this way, can I use it for the good or not?
Yeah.
Yes. But if I am the one who are doing things and make it as an habit, a bad habit, can I change it? Or it's a little, not little, it's much more difficult. What do you think? The Torah is telling us very clearly. Ishmael, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, what is he now? Tzaddik or Rasha? I'm not going to kill him. Because who knows? He can change his ways. Even though he's got these bad habits, but this is his own choice. He has to choose. I gave him certain things. He has to choose to go in the right way. But this guy, the Ben Sorel Omar, he chose. He chose to go in the wrong way. He did it, not God. Because he did it, you have to take responsibility on your decisions and what you decide to do because of lack of Yirat Shamayim. And if we connect it to the bird, nature, and Kibud Av V'Em, which is also you doing. And it's an unbelievable connection. And those are all the things that we have in our parsha. In order to, I tried today to look at the parsha in a different eye. Because Ki Tetzeh LaMilchama Al Oyvecha, we talk about it every year and all the time. Ki Tetzeh LaMilchama Al Oyvecha. We say a few words on this too. Because the main thing I wanted to show you is nature and habit. What?
A man, a gay or lesbian or this is a disease.
Could be nature. Could be nature. But then what did we say? What did we say right now? That you can use it for good. You can use it for good. The thing is, the Torah tells you should not murder. But as you say, I have this nature. So am I allowed to murder or not? Definitely not. Same way, I am gay. Okay, you're gay, what can I do? But does it allow you to do whatever you want? No. The Torah tells you no. So you have to fight it. It's the same way as each one of us is fighting his own desires. We cannot do whatever we want to do. You see, every time I go abroad, especially when I go abroad, you know, you go on an exhibition and there is nothing to eat. And you see everybody sitting in those restaurants and eating and and you want to eat also. They've got no problems. They can eat whatever they want to. I also want to eat. I want to eat. I'm hungry. So, if we're saying it's my nature to be hungry, definitely. Of course, everybody's got a nature to be hungry if he doesn't eat. So, am I allowed to eat it or not?
No.
Why?
No.
It's my nature. The same way, I'm gay. So, okay, you're gay. So what? So you can do whatever you want to? No. You have to fight it. You have to understand, sometimes you're successful with the fight, and sometimes you're not. But you have to fight. The thing is, Ki Tetzeh LaMilchama. What is the Torah telling you? Ki Tetzeh LaMilchama. Go out on war. Against who? Against Yetzer Hara. That's what's written here. And the Torah is talking right away about what? You will see this beautiful woman and you will want to be with her. So the Torah, what is it telling you? You're not allowed to do it, or you're allowed to do it in a certain way? The Torah, you know, this case, you cannot fight your nature. So what do? We find a way to make it alright in a certain system. And the Torah, those laws, you take her to your home and you let her be with our nice clothes, and she shaves her hair, etc. And after, let's say, a few days, you see what you've got there, and you know you don't want her anymore. But the idea is very simple. The Torah is telling us a very important lesson. Yes, sometimes your nature wants you to do bad things, but we have the Torah. So the Torah tells you, if it's impossible to keep, what is the Torah going to do? Give you a way out. But if it's possible to do, what is the Torah going to say? You're not allowed to do it. Now, let's say I sinned. And I did something wrong. So is this a reason to go out in the street and say, I am a murderer, I am a murderer? Is there a reason? You tell me. The same way, there's no reason to say, I am gay. There's no reason to do it. It's your problem. Whatever you do in your house, it's your problem. You don't go in the street and be proud. Nevertheless, we all know how it looks, this parade. Half-naked people and women and... Yes.
Just about Krishna, what is the reason? You said Abraham...
The education of Abraham had a very tremendous influence on Ishmael. And eventually, it worked. That's the reason he changed his way. It's not that Ishmael by himself did it. It was very difficult. He was a villain. But Avraham Avinu was a great educator. And by the way, his education was not by teaching you and speeches. It's the way he acted, the way he was. You see Avraham Avinu, you saw Chesed. You saw a different behavior. And Ishmael was his son. And you have to understand, Ishmael loved Avraham and Avraham loved Ishmael. Because when Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling you, Kach et bincha, et yechidcha asher ahavta, he says, take your son. He says, I've got two sons. Et yechidcha, et asher ahavta. He says, two, yechidcha, the only one. This was the only one to his mother, and this one is the only one to his mother. Because one is from Hagar, and one is from Sarah. He says, asher ahavta. Asher ahavta? I love both of them. So he says, et yitzchak. Why is the Torah telling us this story? To understand, Avraham Avinu loved Ishmael, definitely. He has to. Because God told him. Through Sarah. Sarah told him to throw him out. Why? Because now you've got two kids. And you have to raise them up to go in the good ways. And this guy is not going the good way. And he's going to lead also Yitzchak to the bad ways. So what do? You separate them.
So, but what he would he have been regarded as a famous or
real? No, definitely not. Definitely not. No connection between them.
Okay.
That's good that you're saying it, because that's exactly the point I wanted to show. There is no connection between the Ben Sorer Umoreh and Ishmael. Because as we say, Ben Sorer Umoreh, he made his own way. And Ishmael, he had a difficult nature. It's a different story. So the same way with the bird. From one side we have the nature that tells the bird to stay with the children. And from other side, we have this duty to honor our parents. And we all know that it's not easy. Of course, you love your parents, but to honor them and give them the right cover is not always very easy. Especially if sometimes you have difficult parents or what. You still have to honor them. You still have to have the cover to them. But it is you are doing it. So the Torah is telling us a very interesting story here. Habit and nature. What do we do about it? So the Torah tells you what to do about it. If you have a bad nature, there is no bad nature. It's an excuse. It's like the same way as I said. Gay can be nature, a murderer can be nature, a lot of things can be nature. We all know that people have certain, like angry, everything. So what? This is our test. If God gave us a certain nature, he also gave us the tools to deal with this nature and control it and take it to the right way. And now, and with this we end our lesson today, Ki tetzeh lemilchama al oyvecha, as we said. It's a very interesting thing. Why? Who is going out on war in Am Yisrael? If you check the people that go out on war, you will be amazed. If you talked between laying tefillin of your head and the hand, between, you're not allowed to talk till you finish the head and the hand, you cannot go to war. So in other words, who went to this war? Only the tzaddikim. So I want to ask you, imagine to yourself, I talked about this week already, and a few times in the past, imagine to yourself, the Rab Chaim Kanievsky and the Rav Steinman running after a girl in the middle of war. Can you imagine this picture?
No.
Sounds very strange. That's what you're talking about. What is this thing? This sounds crazy.
What is it? You see a beautiful girl.
You can.
You are going to.
And if you talk about those tzaddikim, this doesn't sound. So there are two things here. The first thing is, it says en apotropos la'arayot. Everybody's got yetzer hara. Doesn't matter how great it is. And sometimes, even on the most basic things in life, the most physical things in life, the Yetzer Hara is everywhere. There is a story, a famous story in the Gemara of Reb Amram Chasida. Reb Amram Chasida, there was those girls, they were released, Pidyon Shvuim, and they put them in the house of Amram Chasida at the attic. And they took the ladder out of the attic, so nobody can climb to the girls, young girls, beautiful girls. Now the sun came, and through the window in the attic and the opening of the attic, the shade of one of the girls fell down, and Reb Amram Chasida saw the shade of the girl. And he wanted to go up to the girl. He took the ladder, which normally only 10 people could move it. He by himself moved it. put it there, and he's starting climbing, and in the middle he answers, what am I doing? How can I save myself? So he's starting shouting, fire, fire in Beit Rem, Amram Hasidah, fire, my house is on fire. So everybody is coming. Between them, all the tzaddikim and the tzaddikim is in a good neighborhood. And they see Rabbi Amram Hasidah standing on a ladder, in the middle of the ladder, climbing up to the girls. Says, you shame us, a bush of a helper, what are you doing? Running after girls? You, Rabbi Amram Hasidah, shame on you. We are ashamed. He says, I prefer that you be ashamed in Olam Hazeh, in this world, but don't be ashamed with me in the next world. Now, what did Rabbi Amram Hasidah do? What is he teaching us? It's a great lesson. Yetzer Hara is everywhere. And everybody's got it. And in a certain ways, you can fall in his hand, even if you're Rabbi Amram Hasidah. So how do you fight it? Do you do it, or do you fight it? Of course you fight it.
Like all the
people
that
Rabbi
Amram Hasidah
said,
when they see a woman, they go like this.
Some of them go like this. They say, Rav Dessler, the Rav Dessler Zatzal, he wrote Michtav Meliyahu, and says he was smoking very heavily, because at all times they thought that smoking is good. Then it was started, and all the checking, they found out that it's poison. Now, he was a heavy smoker, and he didn't know how to stop smoking. So one day he stood up in front of the whole yeshiva, and in the middle of the drasha, he says, I want to tell you all that from this day on, after this shiur, I'm stopping smoking. Why did he do this? Imagine to yourself, Rabbi Dessler goes out, he wants a cigarette. Now, if he wouldn't tell everybody,
they will give him.
There was no problem. It's not only giving, the shame. He says, I just now told everybody in the yeshiva that I'm stopping smoking, and now they will see me smoking. What do they think about me? What a busher. Sometimes, exactly. So this exactly was the Rebbe Amram Hasidah did. So sometimes when you have this Yetzer Hara, you will think about it. Betachbulot ta'aseh lecha milchama. What I wish for all of us, that ki tetzeh lemilchama al oyvecha, this is now the time, Chodesh Elul, that we will go out on war. Go out on war means to do the first step. Because God is telling you, you do the first step, you trust me, ask me to help you, I am there for you. I'm going to come and help you. And as we said, even if our nature sometimes is not very, it's the matter, where do we go? What are our habits? How do we use the nature? We can use it always for the best. And if we do it by starting today to do a small step and asking God to help us, בדרך שאדם רוצה ללך, מוליכים אותו. בעזרת השם.